Okay, in Parshas Tesava, we have the Parshios of Big Day Kahuna. So I thought we'd talk this evening about the dinim of Mechusar Begadim and Yisar Begadim, performing the Avoda with more than the prescribed Big Day Kahuna or fewer than the prescribed Big Day Kahuna. And as part of that discussion, we'll address whether Yehuda will be able to perform the Avoda or may there be a potential impediment to that. Let's pull up the share screen. Okay. So the beginning of the Sedra, or not exactly the beginning of the Sedra, in Kaf Ches Lamed Hey, Pasuk says, "V'haya al aharon l'sharis v'nishma kolah b'vo l'kodesh l'tnei Hashem u'b'tzeiso v'lo yamus." Says Rashi, "V'lo yamus mechlal la'avat Hashemayim yiyulo lo yiskayemisa ha im yikanis mechusar echem in a begadim halalu chayemisa v'dei Shemayim." So Rashi says, "You see from this pasuk v'lo yamus." That if a Kohen were to enter with less than the requisite number of Digde Kuhuna, then he be Chaya Misa Bidei Shemayim. So this Pasuk that Rashi is going on is different than the Psukim that the Gemara presents as a source for the Din of Mechusar Begadim. The Gemara said, the Mishnah says in the beginning of the second paragraph, Zvachim, Dav Tesvav Amudbeis, Kol azvachim shekiblu daman zar onein tvilyah mechusar kippur mechusar begadim, etc., etc. So on the list of psulim, it is if a kohen performs the avoda in a state of mechusar begadim. Ask the Gemara on daf yud zayin amud beis. What's the source for this din? How do we know that mechusar begadim belongs? On this list, Amar Lahem Bigbaos, Vaisalahem Kuna Luchukasalam, Bisman Shevideyam Aleyem Kunasam Aleyem, Ein Videyam Aleyem, Ein Kunasam Aleyem. So that's the Pasuk Chagarto Sam of Nate that the Gemara quotes as a source for Mechusar Begadim, that Bisman Shevideyam Aleyem Kunasam Aleyem, Ein Videyam Aleyem, Ein Kunasam Aleyem. Ask Tosus over there. Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Dibur Maskil, Ein B'Dei Malayim, Ein Kunasam Aleihem. So the Gemara here in Zvachim only tells you half the story. So how do you know from there that there's a Chiyav if you perform the Avodah in the state of Mechusar Begadim? So Tosas references here the Gemara in Sanhedrin Pei Gimel, Mehachi Afina Misa B'Perek Hanis Rafin. It's not just a Lav, but it's a Chiyav Misa B'Dei Shemayim to perform the Avodah in the state of Mechusar Begadim. The garment Ein B'Dei Malayim Havaluzarim. Why? Because if a Kohen is lacking the requisite Big Day Kahuna, he has a din of a Zar. The Yamar Mar Zar Shishimish B'Misa. So just as if a Zar performs the Avoda, that's a Chi Misa B'Dei Shemayim. So too, if a Kohen performs the Avoda in a state of Mechusar Begadim, that's also a Chi Misa B'Dei Shemayim. The Hiksha Rav Rebbeinu Yakar Meir Lines V'Hamisa K'siva B'Hedya B'Parshas V'Ata Titzaveh. One second. Why do you need to learn from this pasuk? The Chagrata Sam of Nate Aron of Anav Dismanshe Kunasam Aleim Bidei Malim Kunasam Aleim. But there's more explicit pasuk that tells you that there's a chi of nisa involved if you perform the avodah in a state of mechusar begadim. Perikav Ches pasuk Mem Beis Vasei Lehem Nisei Vad Lechasos Besar Vav Mimastayim Vad Yerchaim Yiyu. So that if the Kohen performs the avoda missing begadim, that's the chiyah misa. So why does the Gemara need to go to the Chagrat Hasam of Nate to learn bismancha kunasam le bidem alem kunasam aleim? And then you shtel su to the din of azar shishimesh is a more direct pasuk. That if Kohen performs the avoda lacking Big Day Kahuna, that's a chiyah misa. The tirades The Afagav the Kula Begadim Ksivi Hasam Mikal Makom Nisam Nisayim Dafa Ksiva. What's the context of the pasuk here? Pasuk Mem Gimel we just read is on the heels of Pasuk Mem Beis, which talks about the Michnasayim. So it's true that the Perek in totality talks about all the big day kahuna. But this pasuk of Velo Yisu Avon Ramesu is technically speaking just going on the previous pasuk of Michnasayim. So if I only had that pasuk, you may only know that there's a Chiyav Misa for performing the Avodah lacking the Michnasay kahuna. And that's why you need the more general of a Chagrat HaSam to tell you that refers to all big day kahuna. Note the Mesha Chachma here. Vihine, kol davar sheyesh bo kavod bioso, lo yeh bechesono pechisus. So there are certain begadim that wearing the begadim creates a sense of kavod, but not wearing the begadim leaves you in a neutral state. It doesn't leave you in a state of pechisus, of being insufficiently dressed. Aval davar shebehear darto yeh pechisus. But if you have a piece of clothing that if you're not wearing, you're objectively undressed, lo yeh biyaso shleimus v'kavod. So wearing that garment doesn't create a state of kavod. That's just neutral. That's baseline. Vine, the gadim elu yubavasayim kavod. The majority of the big day kahuna, those are big day kavod, that they enhance the status of the kohen who wears them. Aval al michnasayim belav shosam ain't a big day kavod. Wearing michnasayim, wearing pants, that's baseline. So if you don't wear pants, then you're undressed. Ulan behadaram hupchisas. So if you're not wearing them, so that's the state of chisus. That's the state of not being sufficiently dressed, not just a lack of kavod. L'chein kazem misa mechnesayim. That's why there's a chiyah misa that's expressed in the pasuk dafk in the context of mechnesayim, because to not wear mechnesayim, that's not just a lack of kavod, that's chisus. She'im lo yilbash asam yeh chisus v'chayim misa. And that's the comment of the regular lines that we just saw in Artosis and parallel in Sanhedrin. This is actually reflected, this notion that the Mithnasayim may have a different status because it's a basic garment that if you're not wearing Mithnasayim, then you're in a state of undress. So there's a comment to the Moshe Zakeni Bali Tosfos. This is the beginning of the Sedra. So the Psuk in the beginning of the Sedra have Choshen Ve'ifodu Me'il Sonus Tashbeitz Mitznefes the Avnate. So that's a non-exhaustive list of the big day kahuna, the big day kohen gadol. Hiksha Rosh, Velame Hisker Kulam Chutz Mitzis Mechnesayim. So at the very beginning of this sedra, introduction to big day kahuna, there's something missing. Why is it Tzitz missing? Why is Mechnesayim missing? The Efshar Mimnesha Amar, Yatasa Daber Al Kol Chachme Lev, the Elashnayim. Ein chachma ba'asiyasa. So the first heresy he gives is that this is modifying v'atatidabel kol chachme lev, and the fashioning of the mechnesayim didn't require particular skill, and the fashioning of the tzitz also. So I'm not sure how we know the tzitz didn't require that skill, but mechnesayim we understand. The odesh lamar mimnesha mechnesayim eino ikr la'avoda. So it's true that the Mithnasayim are technically one of the big day kahuna, but you don't need to be a kohen to wear pants. So that's a baseline bega because everyone wears Mithnasayim, that you need lechasosa erva. So when you're presenting the exalted list of big day kahuna, Mithnasayim doesn't make the cut because that's the same idea of the Mesha Chachma, which is why in my why we understand that's the Rimir lines that Mithnasayim may be a different category as far as. Yeah, okay, that's a good aura. So we started with Rashi, who quoted the Din of Chusar Kippurim on the Pasuk of Vayal Aron L'Sharetz V'Nishmak Kol Avodah L'Kodesh, which we just saw is not reflective of what the Gemara quotes. And the Ramban is bothered by this Perek Ches Pasuk Lamed Hey, which is really going on the Velo Yamut at the end of the Perek that we just read, and Beis Megimel. I just saw in the Ramban, in the Arsko Ramban, they printed this Ramban at the end of the Perek, not a Pasuk Lamed Hey, because that's really where it belongs, and there are other Kisvei Yahweh that appears. But the Ramban is bothered by this issue that what Rashi is quoting may fit al pi pshuto, but it's not reflective of Chazal. And therefore, the Ramban understands that the Velo Yamus earlier in Pasuk Lamed Hey, that's going on something else. That's in the Pasuk's in the context of the Pamonim. The Ramban understands that in a way that is independent of Mechusar Begadim. So the Ramban quotes Halacha Mechusar Begadim as follows: Perek Yud Halacha Dalid of Klei HaMikdash. Mitzvah Asay Lazas Begadim Elu V'Lios HaKohen Ove Behen Shenamar V'Asis B'Dei Kodesh Yesvanav Takriv V'Basham Kutanos Kohen Gadol Shashim Eshpachas Mishmona Begadim Elu A Kohen Hed Yod Shashim Eshpachas Mishmona Begadim Elu Kohen Nekar Mechusar Begadim V'Avadas Psula V'Chaya Nisa B'Dei Shamayim Kizar Shashimesh Shenamar Vechakadar Sam of Nate Vaisalahem Kuna is Mashabidem Alem Kunasam Alem Emigdem Alem Em Kunasam Alem. Fine. Then the Gemara tells us in Daf Yuches that there's also a din of Yisur Begadim, that if you perform the Avodah wearing more than the requisite number of Bidekuna, that's also a problem. The Gemara has number one a din of Kohen Gadol Shelavash Big Day Kohen Hedyot, and a din of Kohen Hedyot Shelavash Big Day Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara says, Kamash Malan, that there's a din of Yisur Begadim as well, and is of Yisur Begadim. And then the Gemara has Lavash Shnei Mifnasayim Shnei Avnetim Chaser Achas Yaser Achas. So aside from the fact that if a Kohen Hedyot wears Bidei Kuna Gedola, that's Yisur Begadim. If a Kohen Hedyot wears two, double the number of Mechnesayim, double the number of Avnetim, of Avad Avodaso Psula. So the Gemara here only says Avodaso Psula. Says the Rambam Halacha Hey, Yud Halacha Hey, Keshen Shemachusur Begadim Chayim Misa Posel Avoda, Kacha Yisur Begadim. So adding Bidei Kuna, not only is that a psula voda, it's a chimis as well. Kigon, shalava shtei kutanos, or shnei avnetim, al kohen hedo, shalava shbidei kohen gadol, v'avad, reza mechala voda, v'chaya misa bidei shemayim. How does the Rambam know that? That there's a chimisa bidei shemayim, it's not an Ar Gemara. So Reb Chaim Heller, in his Ha'aras on the Rambam, Sefer Mitzvos, which is quoted in Frank Maftayach, so he points to the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, Asay Lamed Gimel. Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, he shenitztavu kohanim lilbosh begadim yuchadim l'chavet l'sefares, v'yaz yodu b'mikdash, v'ama yis'ala v'esiz b'dekadosh l'avanachich l'chavet l'sefares, v'yaspanav takriv v'bashtam kutanoz, so Lomar Mechusar Begadim Sha'avad. So what's that? What's a Lomar Mechusar Begadim Sha'avad? Chaim Heller read this as, if a Kohen is Ove B'pachas Me'Begadim or Yosem Me'Begadim, Avodas Psula, period. V'chayiv Im Zem Misa B'dei Shemayim Rasalom R'Mechusa B'Begadim Shavet. It's only the Mechusa B'Begadim is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, not the Me'Yusar B'Begadim. So in the Frekel Maftayach, they quote some Achronim that say it's a Tos in the Ramam Lefaneinu. And when it says in Halacha Hey, Kishem Shemachusa Begadim Chayimisa Pasavodim, Chayimisa doesn't belong. As per Chaim Heller Sa'ara on the Ram Sefer HaMitzvos, that you don't read that as a Chayimisa on Yisur Begadim, the Chayimisa is only going on Mechusa Begadim. So that's a question. Is that correct? Or is the chiyuv nisa b'shamayim on nisa begadim? There was Shlomo be telling you, but if you the period before the Shlomar, it doesn't sound like you're distinguishing between the Psul Avoda and the Chiyavisa. What do you mean the halacha of the Taos?
In other words, isn't the chiddush that halacha way it's written? Is that the
chiddush? No, if you take out chiyuv misa b'shamayim, it's talking about a psul avoda. Just like there's a din of mechusa begadim, where there's a
it's upposul avoda. Chayim misa upposul avoda, and it ends upposul avoda.
Right.
What's the piece?
Sounds like the gist of Chiddush is that Chiddush is right. Unless Achim Misa B'Shamayim is only going on
Maybe we should recommend a conference call so we have the Mayor Makomos anyway.
Yep. Or a better internet connection. Have a great Shabbos, guys. See ya.
Good Shabbos.
Okay. Yeah, sorry we lost you all for a minute. I think we're back. Anyway, you slice it, it sounds like the Yisra B'Gad is definitely independent of Chatzitza. I mean, the question is what the overlap is, but there is an Yisra B'Gad above Chatzitza. The other issue that the Achronim discuss within the Rambam is the Rambam here gives the example of two of any of the Big Dekuna. So that's reflected in the Gemara in Yuches that we just saw, but then the Gemara in Daf Yutes has the Shaila Tefillin Mao Sheyachutzu. So it sounds like it's a Chatzitza question. Rashi understands the Shaila there is one of Yisur Begadim. And then the Gemara concludes at the end of that Sugya in the top of Yutes Amid Beis, when the Gemara says that the hair of the Kohen Gadol was nearer between the Tzitz and the Mitznefes, Sheshama and Yachtfilin. So Hilkach Lekach Chatzitza, the Tana Diftar Flash Minan Menicha Nein Chosas Vishim Yisur Begadim Hu the Istrich Flash Minan the Begadu. The Chiddush is that this is considered a Begad. Tefillin is not a Begad. The din of Yisur Begadim only applies to the snacked beged. But the example it talks about that took in Daf Yutes is if you have a bandage. So the Rambam paskins that in before that could serve as a
Shavua Tov. Have a good Shabbos, Doctor. Have a good Shabbos.
Below the tits, he suggests the Malbim maybe he rejects some of these suggestions. Maybe it was connected to the tits. Maybe it's considered mechuber and therefore part of the tits, or maybe it's not considered a independent malbush. So that's a question. So maybe this isn't a halacha. The Malbim. I think the Netziv, of course, Yerushalmi, that sounds like this Machlokas Maram in Yerushalmi, whether there was such a keeper that the Kohen got the war. So you have to figure out why that isn't a violation of Yisra B'Gadra, and maybe that's not why the Rambam doesn't quote it Lahalacha. But when it comes to glasses, glasses may not have the status of a Beged, and therefore may well not be considered Bechlal Yisra B'Gadra. Okay, sorry for the instability of the internet connection today.